This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
The Pentagon said on Monday it opened a criminal investigation of fraud allegations against a unit of Vice President Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, including overpricing of fuel delivered to Iraq. The investigation was focused on Halliburton's subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, the U.S. military's biggest contractor in Iraq, which has become a lightning rod of Democrats' ire during this presidential election year. Two former Halliburton employees told Democratic lawmakers earlier this month the Vice President's old company, routinely overcharged for work it did for the U.S. military. One example of wasteful spending given by the ex-employees involved leasing ordinary vehicles for $7,500 a month. Earlier this year, First Lady Laura Bush formed an unusual alliance with the White House National Security Council to fund a new state-of-the-art children's hospital in Iraq, the very country attacked with a preemptive shock and awe by Bush. Many have questioned not only the wisdom of a high-end hospital in a country without basic health care, but the politics behind the proposal. The hospital would be operated under the guidance of Project Hope, a charity whose president is another Bush family acquaintance from Texas. The clash between the White House and Congress over yet another reconstruction project has left the National Security Council bargaining for the hospital's fate and legislators questioning the administration's overall plan to rebuild Iraq. More than half of California voters disapprove of Bush's performance. In potential matchups, Kerry and Edwards each finish well ahead of Bush, in Kerry's case by a solid 13 points. Opposition to Bush among Democrats who dominate California elections is one of the many key factors fueling Kerry's strength in the primary, the poll found. Among likely Democratic primary voters, 56% say it is important to choose a candidate who could drive Bush from office. He's one of the worst presidents we've had in 150 years, a Democratic poll respondent said. Kerry's support cuts across a broad range of demographic groups to include majorities of men, women, liberals, moderates, Latinos, union members, senior citizens, and many others. More after this.
I'm a good driver. For cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them.
Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
A Princeton University research team led by physicist Paul Chaykin and chemist Salvatore Torquato has been utilizing M&Ms to find out how particles of flattened spheres settle when poured randomly into a container. Chaykin and Torquato's team found that the flattened spheres packed more densely than randomly poured spherical particles. Their discoveries, aided by a computer simulation that built on the M&M research, could help revolutionize physicists' understanding of how randomly packed particles transform from a loose liquid state to a tightly packed, glassy state.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
For a civic lesson on how government works in this modern age, look no further than the example of Southern Company. Southern, a giant electric power corporation based in Atlanta, wanted to convey an idea to our national policymakers. Like any citizen wishing to have its voice heard, Southern began by introducing itself properly to those in charge, by becoming a major campaign contributor. In 2000, the company gave $500,000 to George W. and other Republican candidates. Thus, the door of power opened, and Southern entered, getting 7 separate meetings in early 2001 with Dick Cheney's secret task force that was writing Bush's new energy policy. The idea that this civic-minded company brought to our governmental leaders is that such utilities as it should not be punished for pumping vast amounts of carbon dioxide and other pollutants into the public's air. To amplify its voice, Southern followed the time-honored democratic process. It hired a well-connected lobbyist. Haley Barbour, former chairman of the Republican Party. On May 17th, Bush's energy plan was released, and lo, it contains Southern's idea. See, government does listen and responds when properly approached. But to make modern government work most efficiently for you, appropriate follow-through is important. So note that only 5 days after Southern got its idea endorsed, the company and Barbour gave $350,000 to the GOP. This money helped with yet another idea Southern had. It wanted EPA prosecutors to ignore a series of its violations of our nation's clean air laws. Again, Barbour intervened, and government responded fully, with the White House forcing the prosecution to drop the charges. This is Jim Hightower saying, disgusted, EPA's chief prosecutor, Eric Schaefer, resigned after Southern's raw power play, saying, with the Bush administration, if you've got a good lobbyist, you can just buy your way out of trouble.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
The ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
This time we'll say goodbye to the music. Say goodbye to the song we can sing. This time we'll say goodbye to the music.
Well, good evening, truth seekers. Second to last time I'll be saying that. Tonight and tomorrow night is it on this program. So if you'd like to join in, woo! Hurry up! Program produced, as always, by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. A phone number here, 800-825-5937. That's 800-TALK-YES. And if you'd like to email during the program, Mike D. Malloy at earthlink.net. What is it with God and the Republicans? Did you see that clip of the Republican Governor's Conference where Huckabee from Arkansas, he's standing at the podium, and his cell phone rings, and he answers it, and it's God. God doesn't use speaker phones when he's talking with Republicans. He only uses cell phones. It was played on the news the other day. Keith Olbermann played it on MSNBC Tonight. So if you missed it, I think they replay Countdown with Keith Olbermann later on tonight. You might want to check it out. Huckabee, the Governor of Arkansas, Mel Gibson, Bush, God, gays. What is it? What happened today with Too Stupid to Be President is he kicked off his 2004 campaign. That's all that was. The big deal today about supporting, for the first time in the history of the United States, a constitutional amendment that makes legal bigotry and discrimination. You know, we started with bigotry and discrimination, and over the course of the 230 years of this republic, slowly but surely, we removed bigotry and discrimination as best we could against women, against slaves, against Americans of African descent, against people who wanted to marry across racial racial lines. Slowly but surely, laboriously, we have removed, we have we have amended our Constitution. We have changed our laws. In other words, we've tried to grow up. We've tried to honor the idea of freedom and dignity and justice, right? Haven't we done that? Of course we've done that. Until this jackass George Bush, who is doing the one thing that Karl Rove keeps reminding him, George, your daddy messed up, and your daddy didn't get reelected because your daddy forgot to get down on his knees and kiss the asses of the Christian fundamentalist right in this country. And trust me, Georgie, the Christian fundamentalist right in this country wants, loves, and demands that the President of the United States kiss its collective ass. That is love to the Christian fundamentalist right. So, George, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out there tomorrow, and you're going to say you back a constitutional amendment that will ensconce in the Constitution of the United States bigotry and discrimination against people because of who they are for the first time in the history of this republic. That's what we're going to do. And Georgie, being the dumbass that he is, just said, okay, sure, you know, I used to be a coke user until I found Jesus, I think. Is that right? No, that's not right. What is it? Oh, I don't know. I'm AWOL. Huh? So what we saw today was George Bush beginning his campaign for the presidency for 2004. He cannot run on his record as a wartime leader. He's an utter abject failure. Not to mention a coward and a deserter. He cannot run on his economic record because he has taken the largest budget surplus in the history of this republic and turned it into, in 3 years, the largest budget deficit in the history of this republic. So he can't run on defense. He can't run as a war president. He cannot run as someone who's taken the economy out of the doldrums and turned it around. He cannot run as an environmental president. He cannot run as a president who believes in education. He cannot run as a president who believes in any rational point of view. So he falls back into religious bigotry. Let's bust the queers. That's what we'll do. My followers are so stupid that all I have to do is get out there and say, well, we're going to protect marriage. That's what we're going to do. From the ravenous, blood-drinking queers who are trying to get married. We'll have none of that. This is a diversion from Bush's failures. So why am I talking about it? Because the man pisses me off more deeply than any politician. As a matter of fact, probably more deeply than any human being I've ever known of or come across, with the possible exception of Rush Limbaugh, the pig man. But there is no record for the Republican Party to run on. There is nothing for Bush to run on. Nothing. Not his tax policy, economic policy, international policy, domestic policy, nothing. So do in this country what Hitler did in Germany in the 30s. The Jews, only here it's the queers. Legislate against the queers in the same way that Hitler began the legislation against the Jews. Same thing, exactly. No difference. Are there death camps for the homosexuals yet? Not yet. Will there be? Given this gang, you never know. You know? You never know. When you put together Mel Gibson's anti-Semitic crap and George Bush's Christian fundamentalist garbage and the attack on people in this country who happen to be homosexual, what do you have? Well, when you add into the mix these mouth-breathing Christian fundamentalists who don't have the sense God gave a pissant, then you've got the potential for some real problems. You've got the potential for more homosexuals being beaten to death, their businesses torched, their shop windows broken. Can you say Kristallnacht? So there he sits today. There he stands today with his red tie and his dark suit. And his carefully coiffed hair, George W. Bush, launches his 2000 presidential campaign by stomping on the human rights of Americans who happen to be gay, like Hitler did with Germans who happen to be Jews. Have I mentioned tonight how much I hate this guy? I haven't? Well, I think I just did. So we're going to play for you the President of the United States. Listen to this smarmy bastard.
After more than two centuries of American jurisprudence and millennia of human experience, a few judges and local authorities are presuming to change the most fundamental institution of civilization. Their actions have created confusion on an issue that requires clarity.
Confusion for who?
On a matter of such importance, the voice of the people must be heard.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Activist courts have left the people with one recourse.
Three-word sound bites.
If we are to prevent the meaning of marriage from being changed forever, our nation must enact a constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America.
What a thug. What a bully bastard. What a phony. What a fake. What a freak. A few judges on the Massachusetts Supreme Court, of the four judges who made the decision that the state of Massachusetts could not constitutionally deny same-sex couples the right of marriage, three of those four activist judges were appointed by Republicans. His statement that the actions of these judges have created confusion? No, not confusion. You dumbass, clarity. And the clarity says, if two people want to get married and have a life of commitment, they may do so. What is confusing about that, George? On a matter of such importance, he says, the voice of the people must be heard. How about on a matter of how one handles one's terminal cancer? Is that an issue that's important, George? The people of California and five other states said that they wanted to be able to smoke pot, for Christ's sake, to ease them out of this miserable, disgusting world into bliss. And what did your government say? We will lock them up. The will of the people, my ass. Right, George? Unless the will of the people is in reference to your people. The Christian fundamentalist, mouth-breathing knuckle-draggers whom you think are going to put you back in office. This is disgusting. This is just so damn disgusting I could scream. We got time for one? Yeah, we got time for one more. Here he is again.
An amendment to the Constitution is never to be undertaken lightly.
Yeah, except in this case.
The amendment process has addressed many serious matters of national concern.
And this isn't one of them.
And the preservation of marriage rises to this level of national importance.
We're trying to expand marriage!
The union of a man and woman is the most enduring human institution.
No, it isn't! Prostitution is!
Honored and encouraged in all cultures and by every religious faith.
That's not true! That's not true! Communism hated marriage because it took away workers from the state. You're such a moron, George. You are such a class A, full-blown, freaked-out, empty-headed, skull-boned moron. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So there he stood today in his black suit and his red tie and his carefully coiffed hair, launching his 2004 presidential political campaign, standing on the backs of gay Americans, including, I might add, his vice president's daughter.
Great hearts and great compassion about our fellow human men and women.
But not the queers! Under the system, I can't get no justice.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
The Mike Molloy Show.
An interview with George and Pickles from the current issue of Ladies Home Journal. They're asked about what September 11, 2001 was like for them personally. Although over 3,000 people had just perished, George W. was able to find some humor by the end of the day. The day ended on a relatively humorous note. The agent said, "You'll be sleeping downstairs." And I said, "No, we like our own bed." So I told the agent, "We're going upstairs." And the agent comes running up and says, "Run your tack, we need you downstairs." So there we go. I'm in my running shorts and my t-shirt, and I'm barefooted, got the dog in one hand, Laura had the cat.
I don't have my contacts in, and I'm in my fuzzy house slipper.
We're heading straight down to the basement because there's an incoming unidentified airplane which is going here toward the White House, and then the guy says it's a friendly airplane, and we hustle all the way back upstairs and go to bed.
And we just lay there thinking about the way we must have looked.
We got a laugh out of it.
The Mike Molloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
And that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Molloy.
At 24 past the hour. This gay marriage thing. There are issues that are so important beyond this. This is something. Gay marriage is. It shouldn't even be an issue. It just shouldn't. If some religion, whether it's Christianity or Islam or Judaism, whatever the religion is, if they want to say no, queers are not going to get married in our church, our synagogue or our mosque. Okay, that's fine, no problem. But for gay men, lesbian women to go, down to the courthouse and get a marriage license and be married by a judge or married by, you know, someone with the Church of Sliced Bread or whatever the hell it is, you know, how does that diminish marriage? It does not. The reason I'm talking about, we only have this show and tomorrow night's and we're gone. And I guess we ought to be talking about Bush's dismal economic record. But this just infuriates me because there's a good chance I'm not going to be on the air during the run-up to the election. And I don't know who among your clutch, your handful of liberal talk show hosts are going to bust this bastard's ass the way I do. I don't know of one, okay? I know there are a bunch of liberal talk show hosts out there. But anyway, it sticks in my craw. And I said a couple of weeks ago that one of the reasons is because I had so many gay friends, men, who died during the AIDS Holocaust. I have watched discrimination against gay men and lesbian women in the Atlanta area to the point where it just makes me want to vomit blood. I have seen it all over the country. I don't care how liberal the area that you live in may be. There is still this nasty-ass discrimination against gays. The lies that have been told. Oh, they want to take over our children. Oh, the gay agenda. Oh, the gay lifestyle. And this, it just, it's like a real burr under my saddle, okay? And then George Bush, this lion bastard, comes out and says what the country needs is a constitutional amendment to enshrine in the constitution of this country discrimination against people simply because they want to get married. None of these people are asking to be married in George Bush's pissant church or any pissant church, mosque, or synagogue. They're not asking for that. I watch this with black people. I remember my friends traveling to Greensboro, North Carolina from Ohio, for Christ's sake, to sit at a Kresge's lunch counter and have their heads beat in. I remember going to Jacksonville, Florida myself and seeing it and thinking to myself, what is going on in this country? Freedom! They're moving toward freedom. I was looking for Look magazine when the freedom buses, the Greyhounds, came into the South with black people stopping, looking for public accommodations and being dragged off the buses by these white, fat-ass, racist bigots in the South, and the bus burned and the people beat up. This is my country. This is not George Bush's country. This is not Dick Cheney's country or Halliburton's country or these right-wing thuggish bastards who are parading around now like Hitler's minions in the 30s talking about the Jews are the cause of this. The Jews are doing this. Kill the Jews. Ignach Juden. That's not where we are. So Bush launches his presidential campaign standing on gay people. Jesus.
Mother, you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. The siren of the ambulance, the deadpan of the cops. Short to mark the outline where the boy first drops.
Beware the Holy Trinity, church and state and law. For every death the virus gets more deadly than before.
Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these. Homophobia, the worst disease. You can't love who you want to love in times like these.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, in just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Getting lost in the wilderness can be terrifying. Experts say a few simple rules greatly increase your chance of survival. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. If you've ever been lost, you know the feeling, frustration, panic, even denial, but people often simply forge ahead. Lawrence Gonzalez is the author of Deep Survival, Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. He says emotional reactions can be dangerous if you're lost in the wilderness.
You know you're in the wrong place, you know you're going the wrong way, and you just keep going and thinking, well, I'll get there soon. It can be baffling to an outside observer, but at the time, it really makes sense to the person. And don't forget, in situations like that, you're usually tired, dehydrated, hungry. You know, all of these different stresses are impairing your ability to think clearly. And so it's real easy to make a mistake that way.
Gonzalez says prevention is the key, including keeping your mind engaged while you hike, noticing landmarks and changing conditions. And he advises you to be well prepared.
The first step is to have a map and compass and not get lost. If somehow you do get lost, at the earliest possible time when you think there may be some confusion about where you are, you should stop. And if you could at all backtrack, you should backtrack to a place that you recognize.
Survival experts use the acronym STOP. It stands for Stop, Think, Observe, and Plan.
Make some plan that's workable for you, and then take action. That action may be just waiting. If you know that somebody knows where you went and there's good rescue in your area, but it has to be some conscious plan that you make.
Gonzalez says your plan should be based on your assessment of the situation and the resources you have on hand. He says if you can think on your feet and avoid panic, you greatly increase your chances of returning home safely. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
First appearance of Superman in Action Comics number 1. $400,000. First appearance of Batman in Detective Comics number 27, $350,000. First appearance of Spider-Man in Amazing Fantasy 15, $50,000. Listening to that comic book show and envisioning two fat guys in tights, priceless.
Listen to that comic book show Sundays from 9 p.m. to 10 Eastern on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy Show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy Show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
All right, so I'm sorry. I got all pissed off. And normally it takes me at least 45 minutes to get worked up, doesn't it? Here we are. Isn't it funny listening to the program tonight, hearing those Mike Malloy promos? Stay tuned. Just say no. Well, that's exactly what's going to happen after tomorrow night, right? All right, last one from Bush. As he began his 2004 presidential campaign today, standing on the backs of gay men and lesbian women.
Today I call upon the Congress to promptly pass.
Oh, bite me.
And to send to the states for ratification.
Oh, bite me.
An amendment to our Constitution.
Oh, bite me.
Defining and protecting marriage as the union of a man and woman.
Bite me.
As husband and wife.
Bite me.
The amendment should fully protect marriage.
Oh, bite me.
While leaving the state legislatures free to make their own choices in defining legal arrangements other than marriage.
Bite me.
America's a free society.
Bite me.
Which limits the role of government in the lives of our citizens.
Oh, double bite me.
This commitment of freedom, however,
yeah,
does not require the redefinition
bite
of one of our most basic social institutions.
Oh, bite me. You belong in an institution. Oh, my God. Now, here's the thing. There's a sentence in there. that's going to cause the Jerry Falwells and the Pat Robertsons and the rest of these. By the way, speaking of Jerry Falwell, did you see him on MSNBC tonight? Chris Matthews had him on with a spokeswoman from the Human Rights Campaign, I believe. And there's Falwell. This guy is blowing up like a big old fart-laden pillowcase or something. Did you notice him? He's grotesque. God is going to look at that and say, I didn't create the human form to have it that dislocated. Here, Jerry. And then Jerry's going to die. God, he looked ugly and bloated and miserable. I'm not talking about fat. I love fat. I love skinny. I don't care what your body size is. I'm talking about bloated. Jerry Falwell, just a headshot, so to speak, from the middle of his chest up. The guy looked like his face was full of maggots. You get the feeling if you pull back his cheek a little bit and look in there, and there'll just be things squirming around inside. Where was I? So Falwell and the rest of these people are going to freak when they take a look at the transcript where it says the amendment should fully protect marriage while leaving the state legislatures free to make their own choices in defining legal arrangements other than marriage. You see that right there, right there. George, what are you saying? Are you saying that he can't call it marriage. I know. Let's call it snarkle. Are you saying that queers can snarkle? They can get snarkled? Oh, okay. Well, hell then. I'm going to call up my partner and see if he wants to get snarkled. Hey, let's go snarkle. Jesus, these people are sick. They're disgusting and contemptible. But there it is. This is what's going to drive the right-wingers, the Christian fundies, absolutely just nail-biting, hair-pulling, eye-gouging crazy. When they take a look at what Bush said today, what'd you say? What's this part over here? Leaving the state legislatures free to make their own choices in defining legal arrangements other than marriage? What? What? George Bush is a queer lover. He's a queer lover. I hate these people. A couple of emails, and then we're coming right to your phone. Right to your phone calls. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming. This is from our Cambridge, UK, across the pond, correspondent, bureau chief. I'm sorry, Paul. He's our bureau chief. I better not say correspondent. Jermike and Kathy. Regarding W's ban on gay marriage, this from Dick Cheney. Now, this is September 8th, 2000, in an interview with the Rutland, Vermont, that's in this country, Herald. Dick Cheney. My own personal view is that people ought to have the right to enter any kind of relationship they want to enter into. With respect to how that's affected or regulated by the state, those are state decisions. Different states are likely to make different decisions based upon their own wishes and desires of the people of the state, and that's perfectly acceptable.
Dick! That's not what your president said. Not really. Well, maybe that is what he said, hidden down there in the red meat words for the Christian fundies. During the potential vice president's debate with Joe Lieberman, this is what Dick Cheney said. Joe, we live in free society, and freedom means freedom for everybody. We shouldn't be able to choose and say, you get to live free, and you don't. That means people should be free to enter into any kind of relationship they want to enter into. Like Joe Lieberman, I'm also wrestling with the extent to which there ought to be legal sanctions of those relationships. I think we ought to do everything we can to tolerate and accommodate whatever kind of relationships people want to enter into. Really? After the debate, the Republican Party chairman at the time, Jim Nicholson, said the following. We're a tolerant party. We don't support discrimination of any kind. Well, there seems to be some sort of disconnect here, doesn't there? That's from our UK, Cambridge, UK bureau chief, Paul Kirkland. Thank you, Paul. Thank you. I appreciate the quotes. How does Dick Cheney face his own daughter? How does Phyllis Schlafly face her own son? How does Newt Gingrich face his own sister? How do these people, these right-wing, bigoted bastards,
who have so much influence on the way the uneducated Christian fanatics in this country think, how do they face their own family members? How do you say to your own child, you are less than that girl over there because she's heterosexual and you're a lesbian? How does Dick Cheney say that to his own daughter? How does Phyllis Schlafly say that to her own son? You are less than that boy over there. How do they do that and retain any shred of humanity? Richard wrote this in from Round Lake, Illinois. Mike, if you remember, Bush's daddy had to protect the American flag from being burned with a constitutional amendment. When you can't govern, you try to distract the masses with these hot-button issues. Yeah, that's right. Remember back in 88 or 92? Either when he ran against Dukakis or when he ran against Clinton and Perot. I guess it was 88. Was it 88, Kathy? Or was it 92? It doesn't matter. It was just Pappy Bush, another pig. But yeah, that was the issue. Every time you looked around, there was George Bush at a flag factory. Pappy Bush. There was George Pappy Bush standing in front of a flag. There was Pappy Bush on a stage with 87 flags. Flag this, flag that. Oh, the dirty pigs that are burning the flag. And somebody in the media pointed out, well, there's only been three instances of that in the past 14 years. How many queers have been burned? How many homosexual men have been murdered? How many lesbian women have been gut shot with shotguns in the hands of pudgy, white, bigoted bastards? Huh? How many? I bet if you stack that up to the number of gay deaths up against the number of American flags burned, what do you want to bet the homosexual deaths would be a greater number? David writes in, Mike, this is what Rove wanted. The media whores just gobbled it up like it was the most important issue of the campaign. The Financial News Network was actually doing a story about Jesus today. Chris Matthews accused Kerry and Edwards of waffling on the gay marriage issue. What about unemployment, war, corporate crime? Today it was reported that there is not enough evidence to convict Ken Lay. Thank you, David. Kerry and Edwards waffling? No, they're not. They both said they're against it. But they believe in civil unions. What's waffling? What's waffling? Oh, that's right. Chris Matthews is a Catholic. And Chris Matthews will spend an eternity in purgatory or limbo or whatever's left in the Catholic hierarchy of places you go after you die, rather than come out and say, I, Chris Matthews, figure it's nobody's business if people want to get married. As a matter of fact, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Adam Galliant, our Polish-American correspondent. Mike, can we just simply remove these stupid so-called moral issues from the presidential election campaign? The issues are just diversions, which are played very well by the servants of Satan. Yes, Adam, preach. Can Kucinich, Kerry, Dean, all of them announce that there are more important issues and that those issues will be decided by the national referendum after an election? We must do it or we have no country. 3 out of 10 people to whom I spoke about Kucinich asked me if he may be gay. And then Adam writes here a series of A's, which is to indicate, I cannot take it anymore, he writes. Can we not learn from Europe, from Canada? Please say it. Maybe someone will listen. And then a little personal ending here. Thank you, Alan. Adam. Alum? Adam. So here we are. Oh, and one last thing. Federal workers, people who work for the federal government, wanting to complain about discrimination due to sexual orientation, workplace discrimination because they happen to be gay, those workers will not be able to get the information any longer that they need from the agency charged with protecting them. Scott Block, the Republican-appointed head of the Office of Special Counsel, removed
references regarding sexual orientation discrimination from the complaint form on the agency's website. So now, it's just coincidence, Mike! Kristallnacht. Kill the Jews. Kill the queers. Don't forget, Hitler didn't first say kill the Jews. Bush isn't saying kill the queers yet. So the website that indicates how you're supposed to handle workplace discrimination. Oh, you're accused of being they're hanging a noose on the black man's locker at one of the federal bureaus. Okay, here's how you complain. Oh, they're telling you you can't wear your cross to work because you're Christian. Okay, here's where you complain. Oh, they're telling you that because you're Jehovah's Witness, you can't whatever. Oh, here's where you complain. Oh. They're telling you you're a dirty, rotten-ass faggot? Oh, you don't get to complain. You did up until yesterday. This is shameful. I am ashamed. I've said a couple times, you know, I hate my country. I had a couple of people say, Mike, don't say that. Okay. I don't hate my country. I hate the people who are in charge of it. But I will tell you this. I am ashamed tonight to be part of a society that has a pandering jackass like George W. Bush as president. It's maybe there have been worse presidents. I don't know. If so, they preceded me on this earthly coil. But I am ashamed. I am ashamed. If Kathy and I had a trip planned overseas right now, which we don't because we need the money to pay a mortgage payment or a car payment, but if we were going overseas right now, I would tell people I was Canadian. Eh? I would not claim American citizenship right now. What a shameful place to be from. Every single treaty that's been violated, every agreement that Bush has ground into the ground with the heel of his boot, every single lie he's told, the invasion of Iraq, the slaughter of innocent people, the standing on the backs of gays, the lies he's told about education. I am ashamed to be an American tonight. But come November 3rd, 2004, that shame's going to lift, and I will be proud to be an American again. Not because of whom we elected, but because of whom we tossed out of office on his bony ass. George W. Bush. I'm ashamed. Okay. Robert, our New Orleans, our L.A. correspondent is checking in. Hey, Robert.
Hey, excuse me. What's going on? How you doing?
Everything.
Dumb question. Skip it.
Okay.
You know, I want to, I'm trying to get a little bit in this before the break comes. If not, you can hold me over. Back during the 1969 March on Washington, there was a guy named Bayard Rustin.
Yeah, happened to be gay.
He happened to be gay, and he was the one who helped organize it. He was the main person to help to organize the march.
Where Martin Luther King gave his "I Have a Dream" speech. That was Bayard Rustin who put that together. He was the heart and soul. He's the one that said to Martin, you have got to address the issues of social injustice.
Right.
You have to do it. You have to take it out of the religious realm and into the streets. Bayard Rustin was a genius.
Yeah, and I heard that he was pushing the back of the line because of his homosexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think me as an African American male, I am just really am disappointed, completely disappointed that this is. Has not been addressed, you know, and I've heard Jesse Jackson say that it's, you know, what we're seeing from the gay community is completely going overboard
right.
compared with civil rights, but, you know, I'm sorry.
It is a civil right. Hold on a second, Robert. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back to you. There is no person in America, black, white, Jew, Gentile, man, woman, gay, straight, who can convince me that denying gay Americans the right to marriage is not a civil rights issue.
We'll be right back. Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
There's a new voice on IE America Radio Network. It's Never Better with Marina Colby. Sundays from 11 a.m. till noon Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. Never Better is an energetic show that explores and analyzes how you can be more successful people at work and in relationships. So make sure you tune in to Never Better with Marina Colby every Sunday from 11 a.m. till noon Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to ieamericaradio.com.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of you may be alarmed by subversive propaganda spread by that liberal media filter, Mike Malloy, who distorts the truth every weeknight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Rest assured, our sources at Fox News confirm that we have a fabulous, booming economy and enjoy daily glorious victories in the numerous fronts of the ongoing terror wars. And besides, any problems we're experiencing are all Clinton's fault. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Animal Talk, helping you with your pets and talking to celebrities, like from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies, Raven Simone. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out, so he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All they need is love.
Animal Talk, Saturdays and Sundays on the IE America Radio Network.
a horse
from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
This I'll tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
This I'll tell you, brother? What? I didn't know Frank Sinatra was a faggot! See how disgusting it is? See how weird it can get? How quickly? Well, I don't know. We'll take a couple calls about this, and then we're going to move on. I don't want to get hung up on this topic. All right, back to our L.A. correspondent, Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, you know, actually, I was listening to Bernie Ward's program yesterday up in San Francisco,
right.
Get on the Net. And he took the task with one of these callers who, you know, they were talking the issue of, you know, the benefits, you know, if that marriage people, you know, mm-hmm. should be getting and stuff, you know. And the guy on the phone was just like, you know, well, if gay people want to get some type of benefits, they should marry a woman.
This shows
you just how insane some of these anti-gay
people
are. It's just so ridiculous.
I know. Oh my God.
Listen, let me just tell you something. You and what's her name? My mind's going blank here. You guys enjoy your extended leave, okay?
You're talking about Kathy?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. I hope it's not too extended. We got bills to pay.
Yeah, I understand. Just make sure you bring your asses back here, okay?
Before
the election, okay?
We will try our best, Robert. And thank you for being the L.A. correspondent. When I land someplace else, if you hear about it, check in as quick as you can, and you'll continue to be the L.A. correspondent.
Okay, cool. Will your website still be up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the website's going nowhere. We will have information posted there periodically.
Okay, great.
All right?
You take care, man.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you checking in. Yeah, anybody who, bureau chiefs and correspondents and this and that and humming a, you know, just track us down, find us, and which won't be all that hard. And, you know, we're not going to start from square one. This is just a little bump in the road. You understand? Just a bump in the road. We will be back. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm going to take a couple more calls on this gay marriage amendment thing, maybe one more call, and then we're moving on. Got a lot to talk about. Only have 2 hours left tonight and 3 hours tomorrow. Oh, my God.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. It seems that some of our otherwise upstanding citizens are listening to the Mike Malloy Show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Surely you can find a more patriotic and productive use of your evening hours. For example, organizing neighborhood watch parties to search for the terrorists who are certain to be lurking in your playgrounds and possibly hiding dangerous weapons of mass destruction in your victory gardens. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
Who says Mike Malloy is rational and, you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
Yeah, I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight, Eastern Time, on IE America Radio Network.
The IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
The Pentagon said on Monday it opened a criminal investigation of fraud allegations against a unit of Vice President Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, including overpricing of fuel delivered to Iraq. The investigation was focused on Halliburton's subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, the U.S. military's biggest contractor in Iraq, which has become a lightning rod of Democrats' ire during this presidential election year. Two former Halliburton employees told Democratic lawmakers earlier this month the Vice President's old company routinely overcharged for work it did for the U.S. military. Education Secretary Rod Page called the nation's largest teachers union, the National Education Association, a terrorist organization during a White House meeting with governors on Monday. He was making a joke, probably not a very good one, said Governor Ed Rendell of Pennsylvania. Governor Jennifer Granholm of Michigan, a Democrat, said the comments were made in the context of, we can't be supportive of the status quo, and they're the status quo. But whatever the context, it is inappropriate. To ever suggest that the organization they belong to was a terrorist organization is uncalled for. More than half of California voters disapprove of Bush's performance. In potential matchups, Kerry and Edwards each finished well ahead of Bush, in Kerry's case by a solid 13 points. Opposition to Bush among Democrats who dominate California elections is one of the many key factors fueling Kerry's strength in the primary, the poll found. Earlier this year, First Lady Laura Bush formed an unusual alliance with the White House National Security Council to fund a new state-of-the-art children's hospital in Iraq, the very country attacked with a preemptive shock and awe by Bush. Many have questioned not only the wisdom of a high-end hospital in a country without basic health care, but the politics behind the proposal. The hospital would be operated under the guidance of Project Hope, a charity whose president is another Bush family acquaintance from Texas. The clash between the White House and Congress over yet another reconstruction project has left the National Security Council bargaining for the hospital's fate and legislators questioning the administration's overall plan to rebuild Iraq.
I'm a good driver. I look for cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them. Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
A Princeton University research team led by physicist Paul Chaykin and chemist Salvatore Torquato has been utilizing M&Ms to find out how particles of flattened spheres settle when poured randomly into a container. Chaykin and Torquato's team found that the flattened spheres packed more densely than randomly poured spherical particles. Their discoveries, aided by a computer simulation that built on the M&M research, could help revolutionize physicists' understanding of how randomly packed particles transform from a loose liquid state to a tightly packed glassy state. This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
For a civic lesson on how government works in this modern age, look no further than the example of Southern Company. Southern, a giant electric power corporation based in Atlanta, wanted to convey an idea to our national policymakers. Like any citizen wishing to have its voice heard, Southern began by introducing itself properly to those in charge, by becoming a major campaign contributor. In 2000, the company gave $500,000 to George W. and other Republican candidates. Thus, the door of power opened, and Southern entered, getting 7 separate meetings in early 2001 with Dick Cheney's secret task force that was writing Bush's new energy policy. The idea that this civic-minded company brought to our governmental leaders is that such utilities as it should not be punished for pumping vast amounts of carbon dioxide and other pollutants into the public's air. To amplify its voice, Southern followed the time-honored democratic process. It hired a well-connected lobbyist, Haley Barbour, former chairman of the Republican Party. On May 17th, Bush's energy plan was released, and lo, it contains Southern's idea. See, government does listen and responds when properly approached. But to make modern government work most efficiently for you, appropriate follow-through is important. So note that only 5 days after Southern got its idea endorsed, the company and Barber gave $350,000 to the GOP. This money helped with yet another idea Southern had. It wanted EPA prosecutors to ignore a series of its violations of our nation's clean air laws. Again, Barber intervened, and government responded fully, with the White House forcing the prosecution to drop the charges. This is Jim Hightower saying, disgusted, EPA's chief prosecutor, Eric Schaefer, resigned after Southern's raw power play, saying, with the Bush administration, if you've got a good lobbyist, you can just buy your way out of trouble.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this.
Here's Nancy in the background. Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy.
On the IE America Radio Network. Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
I know you're out there somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. I know you're out there somewhere,
Welcome back. 7:30 past the hour. We're at 800 Talk Yes. I'll tell you what. I want to take two more calls on the gay marriage amendment that Bush proposed today as he launched his 2004 political campaign on the backs of gay people. Since he cannot run on his record, I mean that's a given. There is no way in hell that George Bush can run for re-election on his record. It is that bad. So. Go for the gays. Go for the queers. Do to gay Americans what Hitler did to German Jews. They're dispensable. They're throwaway people. They're not real people. You know, Jews. Hell, Mel Gibson will tell you Jews aren't real people. Hitler said Jews aren't real people. Bush will tell you queers aren't real people. They want to marry each other, for Christ's sake. So, you know, this is so, this is obvious to you, isn't it? I mean, it is obvious to you, the comparison between Bush and Hitler, Germany and America. It is obvious, isn't it? I mean, you know, the death camps didn't just start in 1933. It took a while. The discrimination started first. And I think about Americans of African descent. You know, how does an African American feel about seeing this government once again acting to instill bigotry? Now I know, I understand. You know, the quiet issue in the black community are gay black males. That's something we don't talk about because the issue of hypersexuality of gay black males has been pushed on the black community since before slavery. So we don't dare talk about that in the black community. And since the black community, to a large extent, is Pentecostal Christian, well, look here in the book of Leviticus. There is a real skitsy feeling in the black community, of which I am not a part, but I am an observer. of the black community. There is a schizzy feeling in the black community about this issue of homosexuality. And I hate to see it. I hate to see it. I hate to see black Americans who struggled and fought and died and were beaten and lynched and burned and boiled and tortured and ripped limb from limb in order to keep them subhuman. I hate to see them support the hard bigotry against another group. Anyway, a couple more calls and we're moving on. Brian is calling from Dallas. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, I saw Marilyn Musgrave, but she's a representative from Colorado on the Larry King show tonight.
Yeah.
And I can't believe this woman. She, you know, she's the one who introduced the gay marriage amendment, the first one to do it.
I didn't know that's who it was, but, gee, I wonder if she's a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
You're right, okay.
Yeah, but she was on the show tonight, and, yeah, there were there was a gay guy. They had the mayor, you know, Newsom of San Francisco on there.
Right.
And her on there. And she said that, you know, she goes, well, what's next? You know, she's speaking in reference to gay marriage. She says, legalizing incest, legalizing child pornography.
Isn't that disgusting?
I can't believe it.
Bestiality. I saw this bloated, pasty pig, this demon from hell, Jerry Falwell, tonight saying, well, you know, we allow the homosexuals to marry, and then the next thing, you know, there's this organization called NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association, and you know, if we allow the gays to get married in violation of God's law, then, you know, then it'll be the men and the boys and the brothers and the sisters and the mothers and the sons. I mean, these are sick, sick, sick people. I almost...
Yeah, and if people want to allude to the Bible, I mean, you can also find references
in there to child slavery. Sure. Kill your children if they disrespect. You know, it's sick stuff. Sick stuff. Well...
And whatever happened to the words, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, to, you know, the food of happiness.
Stop! That's that... Pissant U.S. Declaration of Independence. I don't know. It's one of those stupid documents put together all those years ago. We don't care about that now. We don't care about that at all.
I just want to say, you know, I really am going to miss you, and I want to say truly from my heart that I love you. And, you know, a part of my life that was important is being taken away from me, and I just hope you get back on the air quickly.
We'll be back, Brian. Thanks for the sentiment. I appreciate it. I know this program touches a nerve in a lot of people. It does in me, and I appreciate your sentiments, pal.
And thank you for everything.
You bet. You have a nice evening. We'll be back, he said bravely. We'll be back. Oh, my God. It's our Broken Arrow, Oklahoma Bureau Chief gracing us with his presence, Nelson.
Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, Broken Arrow calls in.
Yeah, you and Bart Cop. I swear to God, I don't know. Oklahoma, I always thought, you know, I've been in Oklahoma a couple of times, and it was just like very short trees. Y'all don't have any big trees out there.
Oh, it depends where you go.
Well, the part we went through, very short trees, and I don't know. I kept waiting for Roy Rogers and Dale Evans to come riding over the nearest hill, you know, killing Indians and stuff. But it must be a hell of a good state, because both you and Bart Cop are from Oklahoma, so that I don't know. That's all.
Yeah, I can take you places where there are no trees.
Yeah, well, okay, short trees or no trees.
Bart Cop and I are probably within 10 miles of each other. I've never met him; have no idea who it is.
Yeah,
we've exchanged emails, so we're aware of each other.
Yeah.
We're just kind of out here keeping the faith. You
well,
know
that's good. Somebody, it's lonesome work in Oklahoma. Somebody has to do it. It looks like you and Bart Cop got the job.
And if you get a chance to talk to him on one of the local radio stations, we have a homophobe who does the morning program.
Yeah.
The guy was in full tilt boogie this morning because the station has rented out an entire movie theater.
Yeah.
Exclusively.
Yeah.
For its listeners to see The Passion of Christ. At the same time, when President George W. Bush bravely,
yeah,
in defense of Christian principles,
yeah,
has said homosexuals shall not be married. This guy came within, I'm going to say, three paragraphs of saying gays have no soul.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way he approaches everything. It's a religious conflict between good and evil.
Yeah.
And their catchphrase is, they don't talk about left and right. They talk about right and wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I listened to Glenn Beck today. You talk about straw man arguments. Same thing you were talking about. Well, what if polygamists want to get married? Don't they have a right?
I met Glenn Beck in New York. I was on a panel with him. What a twisted little – well, he's not little, but what a twisted twit this guy is. All of these right-wing talk show hosts, they're just such asses, Nelson. I swear to God they're such asses.
Well, what I couldn't get over is, like I say, he was taking caller after caller, you know, begging somebody to argue with him, and all he do is just throw up these straw man arguments. Well, it's not about polygamy. It's not about men and boys marrying.
Right.
It's about gay people having the same rights as heterosexuals.
You know, the first couple married in San Francisco was this lesbian couple that had been living together for 51 years, if I remember the story right. They were both in their 70s. One was in her 70s. Is that right? If I got the story right, they were together for 51 years. They were one of the original people, I think, two of the original people who put together the Daughters of Bilitis, one of those original lesbian organizations in the United States. If I don't have that right, they were together 51 years. And somebody pointed out that when... what's her name? The pop star chick who kissed Madonna on stage. Who is that?
Britney Spears.
When Britney Spears had her 24-hour marriage to this thuggish punk from her high school days, they had more rights in that 24-hour period than these two women who had been together for 51 years have during their time together. And I, for some reason, that just struck me as, oh, my God, that's true.
And when, I don't know if you saw it up on the message board, but San Francisco Chronicle on their webpage, they have a photo gallery up of pictures taken at gay weddings in San Francisco.
I saw that, and some of those are just so sweet.
And I looked at it in my comment, and don't take this the wrong way, but they look so normal.
No, I understand exactly what
and
you mean.
And you listen to right-wing radio, and you're expecting an absolute freak show, and then you look at the picture, and they're like, these are just people.
And they're people who are obviously in love. Network television, MSNBC or CNN, when they show a picture of two men in a suit, really plant one on each other after they've been married. Yeah. I look at that and go, oops, disconnect. That doesn't look right. And that's because I live in America, and it's because I'm heterosexual, and it's because of how I was raised. But if you get past that for just a moment, and if they leave the camera on, if the film footage is just long enough where you get past the, oh my God, two men kissing on the mouth. And if you get past that, all of a sudden it's like, wow, look at that look of commitment and devotion in their eyes. And that to me is, would that heterosexual, Defense of Marriage Act, for Christ's sake, what, 50-60% of marriages, heterosexual marriages end in divorce? What are they defending? What the hell is being defended? What is it about heterosexual marriage, and you notice I have to put that adjective on there now, heterosexual marriage that is so sacrosanct? Will somebody tell me? Do you know Nelson?
All I know is if condoms were more widely available, there'd be fewer of them.
That's very true. That's very true.
And listen, I know we're running long. But, Mike, here we are.
Yeah, again. I know.
Between jobs again.
I know.
And all I'm going to say is you will be back. I know it.
I hope you're right. Nelson, thanks a lot. We're going to keep the comments or the discussion board going and the website going and hope this is a short hiatus, but you never know. Thanks, Nelson.
And did you get my email?
Which one?
Well, okay, check your email. I sent you one over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, all I'm going to say is I am not giving up my bureau chief job, no matter what you do.
I wouldn't until they pry it out of my cold, dead fingers. Thanks, Nelson. All right.
Keep the faith.
Take care, sir. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Not yet. Tomorrow you can go away.
Welcome. welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
Did you pick up your phone book the other day and almost get a hernia because of all the lawyer ads? Do you panic when you turn on the television and there is another lawyer encouraging you to call him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find out who you can sue and what your rights are? Well, you don't need that anymore. But you know, you don't get your surgeon out of the yellow pages, and you don't need a retainer fee to listen to me. The Legal Huddle is your one-stop radio shop for everything you would ever want to know about the American legal system. I'm Ed Zelenak. I've been a prosecutor, bandleader, foreign diplomat, and advisor to presidential candidates. And as your host of the Legal Huddle, I'm uniquely qualified to answer everything you ever wanted to know about the law but were afraid to ask. And you know, if I don't know the answer, I'll make one up. You can call me with your questions, your comments, your opinions, and your feelings about our judiciary. And you know something? I will never hold you in contempt of court in the Legal Huddle. So join me and a cast of thousands here in the Legal Huddle Sunday mornings, 9 until 11, on the IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, last night, tonight, and I'm sure tomorrow, we have gotten and will continue to receive quite a number of emails wishing us the best, us being Kathy and me, and I will try to answer each and every one of them. I can't do it right now as you're sending them, obviously. I appreciate it, though, and so does Kathy. Truth be told, we have worked our asses off to provide a real threatening, challenging program here over the past 3 years. It took a while to get cranked up. And again, I have to say, I'm very sad to see this end. And I think the UAW could have done a better job of keeping this network going. But I'll tell you this, they gave me more freedom to do whatever I wanted to do on this program, more so than any other company or network or station I've ever worked for. So regardless of whatever sour feeling I might have about mismanagement or, gee, why did they screw up, especially now, or whatever, that's just my opinion. I'm damn sure entitled to it. I do have to come back and say that the people at the UAW and IE America, especially IE America, we had to fight. We had to work things out. But they gave me an enormous amount of latitude in presenting on this program. Point of view, attitude, and in some cases, real borderline language. I'm sorry, I'm from the street, more or less. I don't mean to sound like some streetwise thug, but on the other hand, I've told you, I come out of a blue collar, working class, Kucinich style Democrat, Toledo, Ohio, Rust Belt background. I don't have any highly polished surfaces. That's why I married Kathy. She's the lady. She's the one with the education, the formal education. She's the one with this and that and this and that. I'm like a BART cop. How many times I've said to myself, gee, if I were just a little smarter, if I just would have planned my life a little bit better. And it's whatever. I'm getting way off on a tangent. I just wanted to say again that this network gave us a lot of freedom. And probably a couple of times we crossed a line in that freedom. Whoever hires me next or hires us next, I'm sure that the parameters of how we do the show are going to be a little bit tighter. And I understand that. But again, to the IE America Radio Network that hired us 3 years ago and then gave us plenty of rope and said, use it to skip rope or hang yourself, but here it is, do whatever you want to do. And they did do that. So when we were given that freedom, we ran with it, and we have busted our ass. We really have worked hard. When folks would come to visit the studio, they would just look here and say, what? This is where you produce that program? It's as good broadcast quality as anything that comes out of New York, Chicago, L.A., network quality, and that's primarily thanks to Kathy, who learned as she went along and learned amazingly fast how to put together a real professional sounding talk radio show. So a lot of the credit for what has happened on this program goes to Kathy. And she never got real pushy like, I want to talk on the air too. I want to say things, she was content to produce the show. And Kathy is the first producer that I've worked with. I've worked with board operators before, people who I'd be in the booth with. And, they would make sure the calls got answered, make sure the commercials got played, make sure that, the clock was right. But they never produced the way Kathy has. So a lot of credit for this program goes to her. All right, coming back, we'll take your phone calls again. I'm just trying to get all this stuff in because we got an hour and a half left tonight, 3 hours tomorrow, and then we're history. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. Step on a train and follow the city light. Yearning inside to swim with the tide and taste it all right. Back on a shoulder, food in the cold, down by the metal track. She saw it all shine and swore in her mind she'd never go back. She don't mind the late night radio. She don't mind the late night radio.
Didn't think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, and just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Getting lost in the wilderness can be terrifying. Experts say a few simple rules greatly increase your chance of survival. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. If you've ever been lost, you know the feeling, frustration, panic, even denial. But people often simply forge ahead. Lawrence Gonzalez is the author of Deep Survival, Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. He says emotional reactions can be dangerous if you're lost in the wilderness.
You know you're in the wrong place. You know you're going the wrong way, and you just keep going and thinking, well, I'll get there soon. It can be baffling to an outside observer, but at the time, it really makes sense to the person. And don't forget, in situations like that, you're usually tired, dehydrated, hungry. You know, all of these different stresses are impairing your ability to think clearly. And so it's real easy to make a mistake that way.
Gonzalez says prevention is the key, including keeping your mind engaged while you hike, noticing landmarks and changing conditions. And he advises you to be well prepared.
The first step is to have a map and compass and not get lost. If somehow you do get lost, at the earliest possible time when you think there may be some confusion about where you are, you should stop. And if you could at all backtrack, you should backtrack to a place that you recognize.
Survival experts use the acronym STOP. It stands for Stop, Think, Observe, and Plan.
Make some plan that's workable for you, and then take action. That action may be just waiting. If you know that somebody knows where you went and there's good rescue in your area, but it has to be some conscious plan that you make.
Gonzalez says your plan should be based on your assessment of the situation and the resources you have on hand. He says if you can think on your feet and avoid panic, you greatly increase your chances of returning home safely. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, your animalogical super information highway about pets. Every Saturday and Sunday, we take your calls, help you with your pets, give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like, from Eight Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel.
Animal Talk, Saturday noon to 2, Sunday 7 to 9 p.m. on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with an important public service announcement about sleep deprivation. Many of you are not obtaining the 10 hours of nightly sleep necessary for true patriotic Americans like my husband Georgie because you're staying awake to listen to the Mike Malloy Show from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. This dangerous behavior puts you at risk of daytime blackouts, diminished worker productivity, ghastly hallucinations, and erectile dysfunction. So when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. Here's Mike Malloy.
Yeah. 800-TALK, yes, is where we are. Keep the lines filled tonight. Are we finished with the... we're finished with the gay amendment. So-called gay amendment, gay marriage amendment, whatever the hell it's called. Suffice it to say, these people are sick. They're just sick. I'm talking about the people that are trying to get this passed. And this is an issue that will probably come up again. If we do get another job, it'll come up again. But let's move on. Okay? Great. Thank you. Hello. Goodbye. Mike is calling from Rochester, New York, our upstate New York bureau chief. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going weird.
Yeah, well, you know.
Weirdly.
Look. Dude, already missed you. Can't wait for you to get back on. So we're not going to get too caught up in that.
All right.
Had a chance to hear Nader. I know. I was listening to the show last night, so don't flame me yet.
No. Not going to do it.
Now, look, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I was listening to Ralph, and Ralph is talking to the left really out there. And one of the points he was making out there was that, you know, well, yeah, he knows he's not going to win. But when I was listening to him, mm-hmm. what he was saying was really resonating. He was talking about, hey, look, Bush is horrible. We admit that. But realistically, both of these parties are really answering to the needs and the desires of corporations. If we can get Ralph out there pissing on Bush, just like he's going to be pissing, well, you know, which basically if we can just get Ralph pissing on Bush, if he's pissing on Bush, we're going to win. I'm listening to Republicans everywhere. You mentioned Lou Dobbs one time. I was listening to his show yesterday, and he's got a closing credit, at least yesterday was, I didn't see it today, mm-hmm. where he was talking about companies that have been proven to be exporting American jobs.
Right, right. I've been following that, yeah.
There is a palatable anger against Bush. And the more folks we've got out there raising heck and just screaming that this guy is nuts, the better off it is. What I'm hoping will happen is that as strange as this is going to sound, before we have Super Tuesday, I would love to see a debate between Nader mm-hmm. and Kucinich
uh-huh.
just because earlier Nader endorsed Kucinich. Well, we all know that Kucinich isn't going anywhere. Fine, great, and lovely. And I'm hoping that if we can find a way to get a link to Ralph so that when it gets tight in September, we can say to him, okay, Ralph, what do you want? And I'm hoping Ralph will say something along the lines of, well, I like Kucinich. Let him pick a couple of cabinet. Tell me that he's going to pick a couple of cabinet people or you're going to give him a cabinet spot or two.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we got a deal. I mean, I'm hoping that Ralph is ready to be political. And part of being political is making a deal and selling out. It sounds horrible, but it's the truth.
Yeah, yeah, it is. No, I'm not going to get all radical on you about the Nader's candidacy. You know, through my anger, you know, I've said, go, Ralph, you know, run. But I don't think any of us ought to discount the reality of Nader's run for the presidency, of the effect that it may have. So I pretty much stand by what I've been shrieking and screaming the past few days. But on the other hand, I don't take the point that he doesn't have a right to run.
Okay.
I don't take the point that it's bad for democracy to have as many people run as want to run. I do say, and I've said it before, and I'd want to go through it all over again.
Yeah.
But I do say that, given democracy right now and the fact that democratic representative government right now is on life support in this
mm-hmm.
country, I would hate to see, you know, a doctor walk in, Dr. Ralph Nader, and inadvertently step on the oxygen hose, and you know, somebody say, Ralph, move your foot, and he's going like, what, and the patient dies. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Okay, I can understand that.
So that's, folks who want to support Nader, go for it.
Don't get me wrong. I am voting for whoever. I mean,
I get
you. I am a yellow dog Democrat.
I got you.
The yellow dog's running.
You.
I'm voting. Yes,
right.
I'm voting for the dog, but at the same time, I would, during this time that we have in between time,
right.
I would love to get out and work for Ralph and raise a little hell and have people and get people mad at Bush, because let's be honest, he's the president right now.
Yeah.
So if you've got people flipping out about the system, he's the system.
That's true. Then do it. Whatever, you know, this is do what you do. Let your heart dictate. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
All right.
Can't wait for you to get back on, man.
I hear you. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
All right, sir. Take care. Appreciate it. In alignment with what Mike just said, James Ridgway, writing in the Village Voice, current issue, he, along with who's the other guy who writes Mondo Washington, I think a couple of them trade off. Let me just the first few lines here. He says, if the DLC wonks, unimaginative leftists, and others devoted to the beat Bush agenda can manage to stop gnashing their teeth over Ralph Nader's betrayal long enough to really think about it, they might just find that the consumer advocate's candidacy can help rather than hurt their cause. As a practical matter, until Nader gets on the ballot, his independent bid for the presidency doesn't have much potential to affect those all-important electoral votes. That's not to say, however, that Nader won't affect the overall political debate. Just as Michael Moore ignited the issue of Bush's National Guard service with his deserter joke at a Wesley Clark rally in New Hampshire last month, Nader could bring attention to bear on another damaging angle. For example, on Sunday, during his Meet the Press interview with Tim Russert, he raised the question of whether Bush should be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors, lying the nation into war in Iraq. And it goes on and on. You can see this, villagevoice.com. Yeah, that's very true. The Democratic candidates are not going to push this issue of impeachment and if there were a God, conviction of George W. Bush and have his ass thrown out on the street in front of the White House. Kerry's not going to bring it up. Even Dennis Kucinich is not going to bring it up. Edwards, no Democrat is going to bring it up because they understand that is the impeachment of Bush is the hot button of all hot button issues. You know, during the impeachment of Bill Clinton, his popularity never fell below what, Kathy? 63%, 62%, 63%, 64%, because I used to go on the air every night on WLS and just laugh and cackle my ass off. But the House was in control of Newt Gingrich's psychopathic Republicans, so they managed to move ahead with the impeachment. The American public were never behind it. It's almost like, what do you call it, not deicide, regicide, where you go for the king. And what did Machiavelli say? If you're going to take a strike at the prince, make sure you cut his damn head off, or something to that effect. Don't just wound him. And I think the Democrats understand that they can't go after Bush in the way that Nader could. Now, that you can interpret that any way you want. Does that mean that the Democrats don't have any courage? Well, maybe. Does it mean that the Democrats are dealing in a political reality? Probably. Does it mean that Ralph Nader has the freedom in his presidential campaign, similar to the freedom I had on this network? Oh, God, I didn't know you were going to do that, Malloy, make that comparison. But what the hell? I was just talking about it. I had a lot of freedom on this network over the past 3 years to say things that I could not have said working at ABC, to say things I could not have said working at WSB in Atlanta. That's just the way it goes. Nader has a lot of freedom to say things, to focus a public attention on just how evil and despicable and sickening this little rat bastard in the White House really is. And Edwards is not going to do it. Kerry's not going to do it. I don't care how dirty the campaign gets. They're not going to do it because they're Democrats, and Democrats don't do that for whatever reason. Nader's not a Democrat. Nader is Nader. And so in that respect, I think that's the point James Ridgway was trying to make in Village Voice. You know, maybe if leftists and liberals and Democrats would stop, and I'm in that group, stop wringing our hands and gnashing our teeth and going, oh, woe is me, and flailing ourselves with birch whips and walking around in sackcloth and ashes. Oh, Ralph's going to screw everything up. Maybe if we'd stop that and just kick back and watch the democratic process work, A, B, and listen as Ralph Nader gets out the big stick and beats the hell out of George Bush. Yeah, right? Huh? Okay. It's a possibility. I still think Nader's an ass for running, but on the other hand, what, right? Okay. But I still support Kucinich. He's my man. If anyone can do it, Dennis can. Kucinich, he's a man. If anyone can do it, Dennis can. All right, stop. Ann is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Ann.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Pretty good, and I'm with you 100% on Kucinich. He is the man, absolutely.
Yes, he is.
I just wanted to call and tell you that he had a wonderful reception in Yellow Springs, Ohio, last Wednesday.
Is that Oberlin College?
No, that's Antioch College.
Antioch, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Yep, lots of people, wonderful speech. It was just his usual inspiring stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is... you know, when you see him on television, he looks like the little guy over there in the corner. But when you meet him in person, or as I've been lucky enough to do, or you see him live giving a speech, it's a whole different thing. He does radiate something.
He does. It was just incredibly inspiring. I was just awestruck.
I'll bet.
It was fabulous. So.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to call since last Wednesday to tell you that, and finally got through. And I just wanted to say how much we're going to miss you, and we'll be hanging on that website to find out where you're going to show up next.
Yeah, we'll find someplace. I hope. I really hope. Oh my God, it sounds like what I say when I end the program every night.
I'm sure you'll find another place. But in the meantime, if you don't already have a Columbus, Ohio bureau chief,
I don't think we do. Do we, Kathy? I don't think we do. We used to, that's our Latin American bureau chief. He lives in Columbus, but he's not our Columbus bureau chief. Would you like to be the Columbus bureau chief?
My husband and I would love to be co-bureau chiefs.
Oh, this would be the first time we've had co-bureau chiefs, wouldn't it, Kathy? I don't think we've ever done that. All right, what the hell? Co-bureau chiefs for Columbus, Ohio. I have a nephew who lives in Columbus, Ohio. He works for Kroger's. He works in huge warehousing out there. He's like a warehouse supervisor that handles the food coming in and the distribution around, I don't know, to stores or whatever. It's my sister's son, Scott. But he lives there in Columbus.
Wow, that's cool.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, you're the Columbus, Ohio Bureau Chief.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And, yeah, just check in with MikeMalloy.com occasionally, and as soon as we find something, we will put it there.
We will. Right. We will be checking.
Well, Ann, thanks
so
much.
And congratulations on your new one.
We find out next Tuesday, Kathy, whether or not it's a boy or a girl. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, whatever it is, it'll be liberal, right?
You better believe that. All right, thanks, Ann.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right, you have a nice evening. Columbus, Ohio. That's a good city. You know, I grew up in Toledo, and of all the cities in Ohio, I have to say Columbus is probably the coolest. Marge is calling from Maryville, Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Well, hello there, friend.
You got
to
say
you know, just for a moment, back to the amendment.
Yeah.
He's talking about not affecting any kind of states, whatever.
Yeah.
I think if you checked, I don't know, if the 8th or 9th or 10th or 11th, somewhere in that
amendment
of
yeah.
the amendments.
Yeah.
It says something about...
That's the 10th. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people.
So, you know, what is he going to do, repeal that?
I don't know what...
I know. Don't ask what that idiot's going to come up with.
I have no idea. He's doing... pardon me, because I've talked to your son, but he's doing for the religious right what Monica did for Bill.
Mm.
And that's all it is. And we know it, Marge. You know it. I know it. Most thinking people know it. This is a hoax, a sham, and a myth. But this is Bush. This is the Bush family. This is what they do.
Yeah. And since he... declared his campaign open. Now the flying monkey, knuckle-dragging ditto heads are coming out of the woodwork.
Aren't they?
And they've got the voice of the liberal media, so they will be heard.
Oh, yeah.
And what I would like to do is call on all the truth seekers out there, your army of them that are listening,
yeah,
to send any kind of a link that a verifiable fact of the Bush record, and not such record, to any Democratic candidate,
mm-hmm.
Congress, Senate, and, of course, President.
Right.
So they can fight back and label this guy for what he is.
I hope that anybody running for any type of elective office on the Democratic ticket will fight tooth and nail this time. I don't care if they're running for the House, the Senate, a governorship, a county commissioner, whatever it is. I think most Democrats understand how close we are to losing our form of our
well,
system of government.
Well, they may not all have the army of volunteers to do all their research for them. That's why truth seekers out there, lend a hand.
Yeah,
I hear you.
All right.
And now, being a lifelong Cub fan, I've had to learn how to persevere and remain loyal in the face of adversity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so with the new season starting up in a few weeks, it'll help me get through withdrawal your show goes away for a while.
There you go.
But, hey, Maddox is coming back to Chicago this season. It's looking up.
Yeah.
So maybe, just maybe, you'll come back to Chicago, too, or to some other 50,000-watt blowtorch that I can hear in Indiana.
Ooh, coming back to Chicago. Boy, I'll tell you what. As much as I hated the weather, if we got a job offer in Chicago, it would be real tempting to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Real tempting to do it.
And now, if I may, a prayer for the stressed.
Yeah?
Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I cannot accept.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom to hide the bodies of those people I had to kill today because they kicked me off.
Right. Thanks, Marge.
No, I ain't done yet.
All right, well, hold on then, because I got to take a break here. Hold on just a second.
Right.
I'll come back and get you on the other side. And the wisdom to hide the bodies of the people I killed today because they pissed me off. I'm saying to the mental.
don't you know what I mean? I love the country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen.
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly Magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says, if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817, the Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
I'm Michael.
I'm Ellen.
And we're the Cooking Couple. Join us every Sunday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here for the Cooking Couple Show, where we serve you food with attitude, plus a heaping helping of humor.
And a playful pinch of romance.
It's all about food, family, and fun.
We'll help you juggle kids, kitchen, career, health, and relationships with passion and commitment.
We cover everything from new product reviews and consumer information to quick, simple, and easy recipes just for the two of you.
Plus parenting tips and tricks.
Cooking advice to save time and money.
Nutrition news and health. Healthier living.
Entertainment options for the whole family.
And how to tag team manage kids, career, life, and relationships.
Plus, I'll tell you how to train your in-laws so they don't become outlaws.
So tune in every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 right here for the Cooking Couple Show.
And when the Cooking Couple cook, we do it on all four burners.
It's food with attitude.
Chop suey, chow mein, yum, one, two, four, and you.
Show. Who's on the newsmaker line? George W.?
I thought maybe you could ask me some of them questions.
Oh, okay. In the past, it appeared that Kucinich supported the global gag rule that you have enforced. What's your position on that?
Vice President Cheney assures me that the gag rule is very important in case I say something stupid.
Oh. What do you have in mind for the Middle East and the situation in the Korean Peninsula?
Gonna kill him.
You're gonna kill him, okay.
Gonna kill him.
Are you interested in an in-depth inquiry into the missing weapons? weapons of mass destruction?
Weapons of mass production are there. We found two trailers. Now, my daddy has an Airstream, so I know about trailers.
Yeah.
And if they roll over on a little car or something, there's a lot of destruction there.
Yeah, I see. Okay,
they flip over in those desert winds.
Yeah.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Hey, conservatives, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. Here's more Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour, and we are talking with more Marge from Merrillville. Okay. All right, Marge, let her rip.
Continuing with our prayer.
Continuing with the prayer. Now start over again quickly.
Okay. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I cannot accept, and the wisdom to hide the bodies of those people I had to kill today because they ticked me off. And also help me to be careful of the toes I step on today, as they may be connected to the backsides that I may have to kiss tomorrow. Help me always to give 100% at work. 12% on Monday, 23% on Tuesday, 40% on Wednesday, 20% on Thursday, and 5% on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
And help me to remember, when I'm having a really bad day and it seems that people are just trying to piss me off, that it takes 42 muscles to frown. And only four to extend my middle finger and say, fight me. Finally, may the road rise to meet you.
Yeah.
May the wind be always at your back.
Yeah.
May you be in heaven a full hour before the devil knows you're gone.
There you go.
To you, Kathy, and your new baby, be well, take care, live long and prosper.
Thank you, Mark.
And may the force be with you. And don't forget to light the campfire for the next Truth Seekers meeting.
I hear that.
Take care, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you, Marge. Thank you. God, I just love her to death. Love her to death. Her son lives out in California, right? What, are we off? Are we don't tell me we've had some kind of a failure. Oh, we're on? Oh, okay. I heard a terrible screeching noise there right towards the end of Marge's phone call, and I thought, oh, God, here we go again. Al is calling from Burbank, California. Hey, Al.
Hey, Al. I mean, Mike.
No, I'm Mike. You're Al.
Yeah, right. I'm sitting here on hold a while and zap, all of a sudden we're in reality.
I know. It's pretty weird.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I've only been listening to your show I discovered it about 3.5 months ago, and then, oh, my God, it's going off the air right when we need it the most.
So it was you, huh?
Oh, no.
No, we've got a whole clutch of listeners who haven't been tuned in that long, and some of them said, God, I just found the program. I hear you're going. What's up with that?
You know, a lot of us got Macintosh computers, probably. I mean,
right.
Some of us, anyway, and we found it there.
Yeah,
just cruise around. But I just wanted to say that your show may be temporarily coming to an end, but don't forget that you help all of us out here get through a very difficult, lonely time in our country's history. I mean, the little embers of freedom kept burning whenever we heard you. You know, I mean.
Well, that's very kind. I have to ask you to hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold on, because we've got this break. Actually, I shouldn't have taken your call when I did, but I did. So I got a break, and you're sounding so good, and I'll hear some more of this. So hold on a second, Al. Quick break here, y'all. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004.
What do you think I like about communing with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush with a helpful hint to resist the wicked and shameful addiction that causes some of our otherwise mentally healthy citizens to tune into the Mike Malloy Show weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I suggest that you recovering Malloy listeners spend these 3 hours simply standing in your yards, saluting the flags on your houses, apartments, or trailers, or whatever you little people live in. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
This is the IE America Radio Network News Break, your significant news source.
This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles. The Pentagon said on Monday it opened a criminal investigation of fraud allegations against a unit of Vice President Dick Cheney's company, Halliburton, including overpricing of fuel delivered to Iraq. The investigation was focused on Halliburton's subsidiary, Kellogg Brown & Root, the U.S. military's biggest contractor in Iraq, which has become a lightning rod of Democrats' ire during this presidential election year. Two former Halliburton employees told Democratic lawmakers earlier this month the Vice President's old company, routinely overcharged for work it did for the U.S. military. One example of wasteful spending given by the ex-employees involved leasing ordinary vehicles for $7,500 a month. Earlier this year, First Lady Laura Bush formed an unusual alliance with the White House National Security Council to fund a new state-of-the-art children's hospital in Iraq, the very country attacked with a preemptive shock and awe by Bush. Many have questioned not only the wisdom of a high-end hospital in a country without basic health care, but the politics behind the proposal. The hospital would be operated under the guidance of Project Hope, a charity whose president is another Bush family acquaintance from Texas. The clash between the White House and Congress over yet another reconstruction project has left the National Security Council bargaining for the hospital's fate and legislators questioning the administration's overall plan to rebuild Iraq. More than half of California voters disapprove of Bush's performance. In potential matchups, Kerry and Edwards each finish well ahead of Bush, in Kerry's case by a solid 13 points. Opposition to Bush among Democrats who dominate California elections is one of the many key factors fueling Kerry's strength in the primary, the poll found. Among likely Democratic primary voters, 56% say it is important to choose a candidate who could drive Bush from office. He's one of the worst presidents we've had in 150 years, a Democratic poll respondent said. Kerry's support cuts across a broad range of demographic groups to include majorities of men, women, liberals, moderates, Latinos, union members, senior citizens, and many others. More after this.
I'm a good driver. I look for cars. I pay attention. I should have seen the little girl in the crosswalk.
Please, look for pedestrians. Stop for them.
Think of the impact you could make. A message from the Federal Highway Administration.
A Princeton University research team led by physicist Paul Chaykin and chemist Salvatore Torquato has been utilizing M&Ms to find out how particles of flattened spheres settle when poured randomly into a container. Chaykin and Torquato's team found that the flattened spheres packed more densely than randomly poured spherical particles. Their discoveries, aided by a computer simulation that built on the M&M research, could help revolutionize physicists' understanding of how randomly packed particles transform from a loose liquid state to a tightly packed, glassy state. This is Michael Stinson in Los Angeles.
This has been the IE America Radio Network News Break, produced by TakeBackTheMedia.com. For more information, visit IEAmericaRadio.com or TakeBackTheMedia.com.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
For a civic lesson on how government works in this modern age, look no further than the example of Southern Company. Southern, a giant electric power corporation based in Atlanta, wanted to convey an idea to our national policymakers. Like any citizen wishing to have its voice heard, Southern began by introducing itself properly to those in charge, by becoming a major campaign contributor. In 2000, the company gave $500,000 to George W. and other Republican candidates. Thus, the door of power opened, and Southern entered, getting 7 separate meetings in early 2001 with Dick Cheney's secret task force that was writing Bush's new energy policy. The idea that this civic-minded company brought to our governmental leaders is that such utilities as it should not be punished for pumping vast amounts of carbon dioxide and other pollutants into the public's air. To amplify its voice, Southern followed the time-honored democratic process. It hired a well-connected lobbyist, Haley Barbour, former chairman of the Republican Party. On May 17th, Bush's energy plan was released, and lo, it contained Southern's idea. See, government does listen and responds when properly approached. But to make modern government work most efficiently for you, appropriate follow-through is important. So note that only 5 days after Southern got its idea endorsed, the company and Barbour gave $350,000 to the GOP. This money helped with yet another idea Southern had. It wanted EPA prosecutors to ignore a series of its violations of our nation's clean air laws. Again, Barbour intervened, and government responded fully, with the White House forcing the prosecution to drop the charges. This is Jim Hightower saying, disgusted, EPA's chief prosecutor, Eric Schaefer, resigned after Southern's raw power play, saying, with the Bush administration, if you've got a good lobbyist, you can just buy your way out of trouble.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years
I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We had, so IE America, right? We had something go wrong. Folks that were on hold got cut off twice or three times. I don't know if we've got the signal back yet. I'm going to rely on you folks to send us an email or whatever and let us know. I think we're coming through okay. Okay. If it sounds okay to you, don't send an email. If it sounds like, what's happening? Send us an email. So Kathy will have to go back to the callers now. And get everybody's name, and we'll start all over again. All right? And she's going to do that right now. So, again, I apologize for the so typical of this program. We just have gremlins in the system. That's one thing about doing the show from Atlanta, feeding it over ISDN lines to Detroit, up on a satellite, into the web stream, yada, yada, yada. It's, you know... If things can go wrong, they will. Brian is calling from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Hey, Brian.
Hello. This is the gremlin in the system. No, hi. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, well, you played hell with us again tonight. You got us.
It was pretty crazy. I was just calling to say, if you're going off the air, why don't we watch some TV, The O'Reilly Factor, find out his sponsors, and write them some letters and say, hey, you know what? I don't want your show on the air, O'Reilly, or, you know, any of those other big shows on CNN or Fox News or any of these, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, but it just, you know, I'm not much for boycotts like that, unless it's Dr. Laura. You know, Dr. Laura should just be tossed into hell and her advertisers with her. You can say this about the O'Reilly factory, because I say this to myself. I don't see it because I'm working, or we're here at the studio when that show comes on.
Right.
But you can always use it as comic relief. You know what I'm saying? It can always be comic relief.
Have you read the O'Reilly Factor?
I have not read that yet.
Huh? That's a pretty hysterical book.
I'll bet. I'll bet it is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet it is.
I also called, like, last week, and we had talked a little bit about media control.
Right.
And you asked me, you know, what are you going to do about it? And so I thought about it, and I'm actually starting a website.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to check that out, it's really not up yet. There's just a mission statement, but it's called BrainwashedAmerica.com.
BrainwashedAmerica.com.
Exactly.
That sounds great.
It's pretty cool. So thank you, Mike.
All right, and thanks for checking in, Brian.
Yep.
We'll touch base again soon, I'm sure.
Have a good one.
All right, sir. Take care. Here's Al in Burbank when the gremlins struck. Al, I apologize, but you know.
I'm back to the electronic ether.
that's what you get when you do high school radio. Here we are. Hello.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
I was just saying, I'm writing down that web address there, brainwashed.
BrainwashedAmerica.com. That sounds like a goodie.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know that you've already thought about this, and I talked to Kathy about it a few minutes ago. That I just wish there was some way, some grassroots effort could put you back on at least internet radio.
You know, since you brought that up, let me address that for a second.
A lot of techies out here, like myself, you know how to do that.
I know. A lot of people have suggested that. But and here's the deal. If I were 25 or 35 or even 40, that might be a thing to do. If I weren't married or didn't have a baby on the way, that might be a thing to do. Mm-hmm. But it takes a certain amount of income to do that. We've thought to be where I am, I've got to have income. So does Kathy. Kathy stopped her nurse's training in order to come in here and go to work. It may come to pass that when the baby's born, she'll go back to school. I'm hoping she'll come back in and work with me if we get another radio gig. But I've had a lot of people suggests. RadioPower.org has offered their entire facilities to us. BartCop came up with something. So many, like you say, techies out there who listen to this program.
What if the techies got together and put it together for you?
Right, have offered all kinds of things. But here's the bottom line. It takes money to keep something like this going. It takes money for equipment. It takes money.
Sure does.
And a lot of people say, why don't you go to work for public radio or subscribe listener-supported radio? And the sad fact is that those kinds of programs just don't have the listener base necessary to get advertising. Now, that's not necessarily true with NPR. If NPR were commercial radio, they probably would have the listener base. But
it's just that sometimes things catch fire. Now, I'm not going to ram this internet thing down, to make a big point out of it. But I'm just saying, you never know. I mean, the statement I was making to you just before the break was that, just don't forget that you helped a lot of us out here get through a really difficult, lonely time in this country's history.
Right.
The little embers of freedom just kept burning whenever we heard you out there. And we knew that there were others that were thinking like we were, even though, this whole media blaring thing was like trying to tramp every one of us down.
Yeah, true.
And it was pretty nice. Incidentally, Laurel Pickles Bush was pretty funny.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, I love Laura Pickles. I sleep with her every night.
That's great.
Because it is Kathy, but, on the other hand. No, I understand what you're saying, and I appreciate that. I really do. Internet broadcasting, when somebody comes up with an idea or a means or a method of turning internet broadcasting into a money-making proposition other than asking people to subscribe or people to contribute, which is good, which is cool, but until that time, I'm not comfortable with it. I wish somebody could figure out a way. Maybe if we had a porn site.
I'm working on it, I actually am.
If we had a porn site and use the income from that to fund the radio show.
What do you call that? Amortizing. No, I forget.
Piggybacking or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I know I'm taking too much time, but if I can make a quick statement about just politically what's happening, because I wanted to compliment you and everybody out there I know feels the way I do about your show. And, I just really hope you find a way to come back, because we're going to need it during this election. This election's going to be murder.
Oh, my God. Boy, you got that right.
But anyway, I wanted to say, because I'm involved with media, the reason the Dean supporters fled when the media smeared Dean is because that's human nature, especially in America. This is the sleight of hand that I talked about the last time I called you.
Mm-hmm.
People actually can be thought controlled by television. I mean, Hitler discovered how to do how well that worked in his own era of mass media, the radio, and
with
his radio speeches and the movie they made, The Triumph of the Will.
Right.
I mean, they're doing that every day now on TV there, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely insidious in changing the minds, the mindset of people.
Oh, I know. And even if you feel like you're cool and hip and educated and can resist it, if you spend enough time in front of television allowing it to eat huge holes into your brain, you're absolutely right. This idea about television mind control, ooh, that sounds like a tinfoil hat subject. No, it's not. It's very real. And
the people paying for it know it's real.
That's right.
Like,
that's...
Would they be paying that kind of money?
No, absolutely.
Would they be raising $200 million for a reelection campaign? It's a TV show they're making. That's what they're producing.
I can sit down in front of one of these MSNBC or CNN or occasionally. I very seldom watch Fox. Sometimes in the morning, just for the hell of it, I'll tune in just to see how they're reporting the news I just saw on CNN. And I'll tell you, I feel like a little metal filament, and it's a magnet trying to suck me into this abyss, into this this dungeon of doom.
So I'm going like situation normal, you know. Just by watching their social behavior, that's what we're programmed as a species to respond to.
Yeah.
What kind of monkey see, monkey do? I mean, I see it in my little kid I'm raising. You know, it's like, and as adults, we have all this pride. Oh, we can't be affected by that. Are you kidding me?
Baloney. Sure we can. You got that right.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for listening. Thanks for finding the program. And we'll connect again, I promise.
Good luck.
All right, sir. Take care. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. Hey, JP.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Let's see. Well, the main thing I was gonna say was you're one of the first talk radio guys who got me hooked into politics. So.
Well, I know, and you and I go back a number of years. We go back back to the early '90s when I was on WSB.
But I know exactly what you're talking about as far as raising money issue. I remember watching those PBS guys trying to raise money for Doctor Who, and they just threw in the towel.
Right, right.
They can't. You know, if you don't have commercials, you can't do it.
That's right. This is America. This is capitalist America. This is America Incorporated. And God bless everybody who wants to get together and throw a dance in the barn. And my mom will make the curtains. And, my cousin plays horn. And we'll have a dance and we'll raise money. And, like the old Judy Garland movies. But that's not the way it works in America Incorporated today. If you're going to be in media, you've got to be in a part of media that can get commercial support and sponsorship in order to get your story out.
I've enjoyed everything you've done on this program. I mean, in terms of the freedom.
Yeah.
Because I don't think the only people who have the freedom you have are the conservatives. And that's what's wrong about it.
That's true. You noticed that too, JP.
Yeah.
When I thanked IE America and UAW for giving me the freedom they've given me the past 3 years, you know, I understand the irony in what I'm saying. Because if you're a conservative, if you're Limbaugh, the pig man, or if you're the baby Jesus or Savage or any of these other right-wing fanatics, you have all the freedom you want.
Yeah. I don't understand. I understand what it's the conservatives who are paying for it.
Well, there you go.
And that's why it's so. I mean, that's the meaning of corruption.
It is. That defines corruption.
It follows the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I was going to say was, as far as the, as far as Nader goes.
Right.
I've got mixed feelings about that. I really, every time I watch the man on television, I've got to agree with 100%.
Oh, sure. Everything. But
let me
Dennis
say
Kucinich, too.
Yeah, and Kucinich.
Right.
In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they see eye to eye on the issues.
Right.
But I don't think he's going to be a factor, because I don't think he's going to get on 30 ballots. So
well,
I think the more we make him an issue, the more of a danger we make him.
That's,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's what James Ridgway says in the Village Voice article. If liberals and Democrats and all the folks who normally would like Ralph to sit down and shut up, if those people would just take a deep breath, Ralph might be very valuable, and that's what I'm going to try to do. JP, got to leave it there. I'll catch you the next time we wind up with the program. I know you'll find us, okay?
All right, and I've enjoyed it the past few months.
Thank you, sir.
As far as your child goes,
yeah.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, JP. You have a nice evening, sir.
Don't sell that old cow for a car. You might want to stay right where you are. Take a little advice from me. Because I read the one ads every day. The voices in the paper always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boy, if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Caller Maddie.
You better go back to your beautiful Texas.
Welcome and good evening. Soon, one of these lucky ladies will be crowned Miss Kumquat of Monroe County. The envelope, please. Miss Debbie Andrews. I have good news.
Oh, I can't believe I won.
You didn't.
Huh?
I just saved a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and 4 pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped 5 sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now, 1-800-865-8449.
Show.
We caught somebody doing something right. Fred D'Amato, Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. He put a sign out in his front yard says, support our troops, impeach the Bush administration. Of course, Mount Pocono jumped all over him. The borough councilman, Francis O'Boyle, said, the last couple words is what's the problem. I don't think it's right to put up a sign like that and say those things. The lawyer says it's protected First Amendment speech. John Finnerty, the borough council president, says, well, if we could all express our thoughts on a piece of plywood, just think what the neighborhood would look like. It might be a slight infringement of First Amendment rights, making him take down his sign. He's facing $500 a day fines for not having his sign. However, the story in the newspaper of Mount Pocono, New York, says that D'Amato removed the sign, but on Sunday said he planned to put it back up again. Well done.
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Dick Dick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk about what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network. Penguin.
Whale.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Yeah.
Zebra.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
He's commonsensical. 24 past the hour. We only have tomorrow night, so what are we doing tomorrow night? We're going to do topics, Kathy, or are we going to just whine and say, go? I guess we're just going to do a regular show. Yeah, okay. By the way, one last appeal and pitch here for radiopower.org. A lot of you people listen to the program through radiopower.org. I tried several times to help Shelby out with her fundraising to keep that site going. I don't know how effective we were, but for the folks that are saying, well, you know, some way we could contribute to your show to keep you going. No, I'll find something. And we'll get back on the air. But if you really feel the need, and I hope you do, to make a contribution to free speech, independent talk radio, and the fact that there are people out there like Shelby LePre who are busting a hump to keep liberal talk radio coming and make it available. She doesn't do any programming or anything like that, but she provides a stream from which you can dip your cup in and have a long, cool drink. So if you are thinking about, you know, what can I do, support radiopower.org. Okay, there are a lot of good online organizations to support. And media organizations. Bart Kopp seems to have things under control. There are several more that seem to have things under control. Shelby has a pretty involved and intricate site there. So if you are inclined to keep sites like Radio Power going, do so. Please contribute. Don't forget, you know, we don't have a lot, do we? Huh? We're liberals. We're Democrats. We don't have a lot, right? Right. We don't have the think tanks. We don't have the networks. We don't have, you know, we don't have ABC. We don't have Clear Channel. What do we have? We have things. We had things like IE America Radio Network, which we no longer have. But we do have things like radiopower.org, Bart Kopp, Buzzflash, Common Dreams, all those kinds of just incredibly good sites. And if you want the full list, go to MikeMalloy.com and look on our links page. There they are. Okay? We've got that. So far, we still control the internet. You want to keep it that way? Then when you have a site like radiopower.org, contribute. Help out. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be, sitting here with my hand out or the hat out or the cup out. Hey, buy my pencils. But that's the way it is in America right now. Okay? So if you want to do something cool, you know, make a $25 or $50 donation to radiopower.org, and when you send it to Shelby through PayPal, say, this is in respect for the Malloy Show, okay? I can't contribute to the Malloy Show, so I'll give it over here. You want to do that? Do it. You've got my blessing, and I'm sure Shelby would appreciate it, too. I'm not going to bring this up again tomorrow night, but I just wanted to get it said tonight. She has provided an awful lot of new listeners to this program. Most of these overseas listeners that you've heard, they found this program via radiopower.org. A lot of them did. A lot of people here in the States found it, from Democratic Underground folks talking about it. But to actually plug in and hear it, Bart Kopp talked a lot about it, but to actually plug in and hear it, radiopower.org brought an awful lot of listeners to this program, and we are just forever grateful for that. So I don't know what it's going to be like when we come back, if we come back. I don't know if it'll be streamed through Radio Power. I have no idea. But Shelby has provided a real good service for a good period of time that this program has been on IE America Radio Network. So, you know, she can. There's still going to be programs. I think Randy Rhoads' show is there, I think. The Tom Hartman. There are several programs that are still being carried there. And it just takes bucks. Damn it. This is Bush's America. It takes money. You're a progressive. You're a liberal. You're fighting the power. You got to have money. So do me a favor, please. Send her a contribution. All right? And like I always say, if there's a rich liberal out there, get off your fat ass and write her a check for 10 or 20 grand. Oh, that'll work. That's how to talk to the rich liberals, Mike. Yeah. Tell them to get off their fat ass. Yeah, that'll work.
Now he's sitting on the sofa. He's looking for his supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, are you ever leaving Mississippi with the radio? Got the radio.
think you could still get union-made clothing in America? Well, think again. It's here, now, in just a mouse click away at www.nosweatshop.com, the world's first shopping mall that doesn't sell clothing made in sweatshops. At nosweatshop.com, there's jeans and oxfords, sweats and hoodies, fleece jackets and sports bras, caps, scarves, and more. You can get great quality, support good jobs, and pay a fair price. You can't stretch a buck any further than that. Nosweatshop.com. A better world is just a mouse click away.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Getting lost in the wilderness can be terrifying. Experts say a few simple rules greatly increase your chance of survival. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. If you've ever been lost, you know the feeling, frustration, panic, even denial. But people often simply forge ahead. Lawrence Gonzalez is the author of Deep Survival, Who Lives, Who Dies, and Why. He says emotional reactions can be dangerous if you're lost in the wilderness.
You know you're in the wrong place, you know you're going the wrong way, and you just keep going and thinking, well, I'll get there soon. It can be baffling to an outside observer, but at the time, it really makes sense to the person. And don't forget, in situations like that, you're usually tired, dehydrated, hungry. You know, all of these different stresses are impairing your ability to think clearly. And so it's real easy to make a mistake that way.
Gonzalez says prevention is the key, including keeping your mind engaged while you hike, noticing landmarks and changing conditions, and he advises you to be well prepared.
The first step is to have a map and compass and not get lost. If somehow you do get lost, at the earliest possible time when you think there may be some confusion about where you are, you should stop. And if you could at all backtrack, you should backtrack to a place that you recognize.
Survival experts use the acronym STOP. It stands for Stop, Think, Observe, and Plan.
Make some plan that's workable for you, and then take action. That action may be just waiting. If you know that somebody knows where you went and there's good rescue in your area, but it has to be some conscious plan that you make.
Gonzalez says your plan should be based on your assessment of the situation and the resources you have on hand. He says if you can think on your feet and avoid panic, you greatly increase your chances of returning home safely. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Pickles Bush. Some of our weaker citizens suffer an addiction to talk radio that causes them to listen to that Mike Malloy person each night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. We suggest you satisfy your Jones by listening to some of our morally upstanding, honest, and ethical talk show hosts like Dr. Laura, G. Gordon Liddy, Oliver North, and Rush Limbaugh. This is Laura Pickles Bush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy Show, just say no.
See the look on Nancy's face.
What's she doing?
I asked her if she wanted a boogie, and she just gave me this condescending sneer.
Is it the condescending, I don't boogie?
How would I keep up with her?
Right.
Boogieing.
Nancy can boogie. Yeah. Doug, I've never seen you dance.
Kind of looks like a frog in a blender.
I could dance with you till the cows come home. On second thought, I'd rather dance with the cows when you come home.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Kevin sent this in. It's really weird, Mike, to still be hearing the IE America commercials, like for the Animal Talk show and the computer show, even though they supposedly won't be heard again. I'm not going to miss the commercial I'm listening to right now, the one about walking out the beach without a towel around my waist. Why do I think she should anyway, even with the pounds she lost? Whatever. I'm just going to miss you. I think I just might buy myself a nice fifth of something tomorrow on my way home from work so I can imbibe while listening tomorrow night. Please don't be gone long. Kevin. Well, Kevin, we'll try not to. Some of the programs that are being advertised are carried by other networks, not just IE America. So I guess that's the point. But, yeah, it is kind of weird, you know, especially the commercials for us or the promos for us. It's like, okay, stop. You know, I think our engineer in Detroit, Steve, will be eliminating those tomorrow night because they are incredibly weird. You know, like parallel universe stuff, right? Now, this person who has called in, this is Maddie. You all have heard Maddie many times on this program, our Brooklyn, New York bureau chief. Do you want to tell them who you really are?
Who I really am?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so many people.
Well, I know. That's.
I'm George Bush. I'm Golem.
Right.
Geez, who else have I done? I've been myself.
You've done several. Didn't you do an Arnold? Did you do an Arnold for us once, or was that Kathy?
The Arnold? No, yeah. I never did Arnold.
I guess that was Kathy.
That's out of my range.
There is some kind, I've heard, some kind of an internet move to get Smeagol for president based on your call.
Is that right?
In the Smeagol character. I think the first time you really flipped people out with that. You just about pushed me over the edge.
Yes.
No, don't. Please don't.
Okay. Now, Mike, I just wanted to call.
We hate him.
Yes.
Yes, we hate him.
We like Kucinich.
I know you do. You are a very talented person, Maddie. I understand you're one of the voices in what's the cartoon show?
Yeah, I play Meowth on Pokemon,
that's right. Well, you've really added a dimension to this program, and I thank you.
Well, I'm calling to thank both you and Kathy because you know, it wasn't long after 9/11 that I discovered you guys.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, not only have you kept me sane, but you've given me courage in my life, at the job, people I meet, to talk about my own feelings on this. And, you know, we make a lot about truth seekers, but I want to talk about sharing that truth. I mean, I don't think you're going to be gone long.
I hope not.
You know, God is willing, you'll be back long before Beltane.
I hope it works out that way. I do. We don't have anything definite on the horizon.
I think my own gut feeling is that that's the case, that you will be.
Okay.
I'll
rely on that then.
And I'll be lighting a candle next to my computer till I don't have to and you're back.
The church of the internet.
Right.
Well,
I would encourage all your listeners who have enjoyed your voice to spread now in this blank time while we have off and our weeknights are ruined. To talk to other people, to use our voices, as we've learned from you. Not that we have to be ditto heads, but you've manifested a great courage on the air, and that's something that I want to emulate, at least for myself. You know, it's easy for me because I'm no wallflower.
Well, there's a lot of us out here. That's the thing that's always impressed me, especially in the last 15 years that I've been in radio, in and out of radio. How many of us... liberals, Democrats, progressives, Naderites, whatever you want to call us, who are not of the right, of the neo-fascism, of the Republicans, how many of us there are. There was a time in talk radio, Maddie, when people like you and me could phone a program or listen to a program like this one, and it was just a matter of, there's a liberal on the radio. That day is gone.
Yeah.
And so now, when there is a program like this, or my colleague Peter Werbes, before he got the axe, or Tom Hartman, whoever, it is. Randy Rhodes, anytime you hear a liberal now, I suggest that people really tune in and listen and support these programs. But you're right. There's
but also
a lot...
not be shy about voicing your political opinions. I mean,
there you go.
You know, after 9/11, there was this period of time before I discovered you that I was shy about voicing my opinions about things like Bush or my own view of You know, because the regular media does cow you into silence. And I want to encourage everybody who's been listening to you to get out there and feel free to say to somebody, you know, I hope they get that son of a bee out of office.
Right.
You know,
I
because
you.
It sparks dialogue.
It does indeed.
Even if they don't agree with you, it sparks dialogue. And it's important to keep that message out in the universe.
And some people need a pie in the face, too. So.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, not just dialogue, but sometimes have a cream pie at hand.
Yeah, well, this green wouldn't mind throwing one at Ralphie, but that's my own thing.
I hear you. Maddie, you have been a delight and a joy, and thank you for making this program.
Well, best to you and Kathy.
Thanks.
And I'll light a little tiny candle for the baby.
Thank you.
Okay.
Take care, Maddie.
Bye-bye.
Smeagol, George, Maddie, thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a talented voice actor, isn't she? Wow. Our webmaster, the illustrious Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com, called in and wants me to inform you that there's a problem with the server at MikeMalloy.com, which neither he nor I have anything to do with. It's the company that we use. He says, so the message board is down tonight, but it will be back up tomorrow. And by the way, the website isn't going anywhere. Mark Marshall, our webmaster, who called us and said, hey, I'd like to do something with you guys. How long ago was it, Kathy?
6 months, 8 months.
8, 10 months ago? And we said, yeah, okay. Send us some ideas. A lot of people did that. We had a lot of web designers do it. And the company had picked somebody. And we decided, no, we didn't want to go with that. And so through a weird set of circumstances, I call it weird because it was like, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And we hooked up with Mark and his company. And he has he's done everything on a volunteer, totally volunteer basis. I think there might have been, what, $100 to set it up or something. I don't know. Probably not even that. And we have like an almost nothing rate to pay the server every month. And Mark Marshall has just plowed an awful lot of creativity and work into this website, and we just appreciate it. The website is not going anywhere. Mark is going to keep it up and running despite the temporary demise of the incarnation of this program. So even though we're leaving the air, the website will be there. And we'll try to keep it as active as we can. For the next week or so, we're going to be, you know, desperately looking for work. So there may not be a whole lot of input from Kathy or me. But Mark is going to keep it up. And like so many people, our senior correspondent out in Minnesota, Chris, who's contributed so much, Maddie, I can't even start the list. I'll never finish. I just can't do it. Nelson, a Broken Arrow bureau chief, all the moderators that are. A website who volunteer just do this because they support the program. I mentioned Shelby earlier. Just on and on and on and on and on. I can't. I you know, I said don't even start thanking people because you can't do it. You cannot cover the enormous amount of just absolute raw talent that you people have contributed to this program. We just could not have put this together. I swear to God. And anybody who is in any kind of media work or performance work, and essentially that's what an element of this is, performance work. You can't do it unless you have an interaction with the people who are watching or listening or sitting out in the audience or whatever it is. You can't do it. You've got to have a lively audience. When I did theater, we used to love our Friday night audiences because those people would come in after a week at work just so willing to be entertained. We hated the Saturday night audiences because the Saturday night audiences would sit there and go, all right, entertain me. Because they'd had a day, you know, a day to unwind. The Sunday evening audiences, they were a little bit more lively because they had to go back to work Monday. But you folks have been like a Friday night audience every single night this program has been on the air. And we just, we're just so grateful that we managed to collect a bunch of reprobates like you all. I mean, what, bunch of liberals walking around going, oh, what am I supposed to do now? Where do we listen? Oh, what about this Malloy character? All right, let's zoom in. Oh, my God, what is this? You folks have added such an element to the program. I can't. You know, every night when we drive home, Over here, as we drive through the North Georgia, the foothills of North Georgia Mountain, Kathy and I drive home. You know, if it's been a particularly fun program, you know, with me shrieking and screaming and maybe Smeagol calling in and this one calling in and that, you know, we just say, you know, could Limbaugh or Hannity do a program like this? And the answer is hell no. Because they don't have the kinds of callers that this program has, the kind of people who feed energy into this. We've never had a dittohead type call this program. We have made more friends and more enemies on this program, just people who start out loving us and then hate us for a while and then love us again and then hate the hell out of us because we say something they don't like. And then they come back around and they love us again. And then they go, oh, to hell with us. I'm not going to love them or hate them. I'm just going to listen. So it's you know, there's that element, too. I can't think of in the 18 years I've been in talk radio, I can't think of another program anywhere that has had the consistent kind of creative energy that you all have poured into this. And that needs to be said. That needs to be said. We do not come in here at every afternoon and start putting this program together thinking about what we are going to broadcast out to you all. We've never done that. We never sit here and think, well, you know, what are we going to do tonight to be, you know, sort of medium hot, you know, just broadcast it. This is medium cool. This is a very cool medium. It requires involvement, and you all have provided that involvement, and we're just grateful as hell. And another person who's provided a lot of involvement, most of it's been on the internet, is this gentleman, Doc from Wisconsin, who also was probably one of the people most responsible for getting a word out about this program. Doc, we're forever grateful to you.
Oh, God, Mike, you're too kind.
No, you did it. You did it. You notified. You put me together with everybody from Stan Goff to Bart Cop. You bought an ad on Bart Cop, for Christ's sake, just to get us out there before Bart Cop even knew who we were. And before we knew who he was. And that's turned into a real nice friendship, by the way, between Bart Kopp and Kathy and I. It's all phone friendship so far. We hope we meet him sometime. But but we're very grateful for what you did for this program. And you did a hell of a lot. And nobody knows it. Nobody knows that until I just said it.
Well, I thank you very much, you know. Come a long way since Art Bell.
Boy, is that the truth. Boy, is that
God
the truth.
God forbid that I'd have to go back to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I just wanted to call you, you know, and thank you for helping me find some truth in the world.
Well,
all I cared about before I was 60 was reading the sports page and drinking beer.
Yeah?
And, you know, since I started listening to you, it's a different life.
Well, it's been fun. It's been fun, and we will reincarnate, I hope, again someplace. And I know you're going to be as much of a part of the new setup as you have been a part of this one.
I thank you. And I was reading a thing the other day. It said, "Know yourself." That's the hardest thing any one of us can do.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
You've helped me know myself and be proud of myself, and for the things that I stood for that I was never able to verbalize. But you brought them to the front. And now, not to get too serious, you know, I always used to send you a few jokes.
Oh, God, you have sent me more jokes. Plus, you sent me a lot of great cheesecake photos, too. Thanks for those.
Well, anyway, I'll make this very brief. I was at the allergist the other day and sitting next to this woman. This is the Wisconsin Democratic primary. And she says, "Gosh, I just don't know who to vote for today for president." And I said, "Well, you know, I was thinking, I listen to the Malloy Show. I'm on the Internet. I can help you." I said, "I can help you."
Right.
She says, "Well," she said, "there's just one thing." She said, "I can't vote for that guy with the big ears that looks like Dr. Spock." And I thought, oh, shit, Kucinich, my man.
right.
Excuse my language.
That's okay.
Thank you, Mike.
You're right.
Well, Doc,
thank you, and we'll look forward to connecting with you again.
Thanks so much.
All right, sir.
Good luck to you, Kathy, and the new one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care, Doc. We just got you know, each one of these special contributors or bureau chiefs or Chris out in Minnesota, or Doc or Maddie or Nelson or Shelby or again, see, don't start Malloy because you can't do it. You can't go down the list. Every one of the people who have contributed to this program, each one has contributed something unique, and that's the other thing that blows me away. Everybody who has participated in a real interactive basis with this program has brought something to this program that nobody else did. And it, that's the other shocker that, that Kathy and I have found. I don't know why it's a shocker, but to find out that there is so much a talent and creativity in talk radio audiences. I should have figured that out way back when I worked at WSB here in Atlanta. But it's taken this gig for that really to pound home. You guys are incredibly creative.
It's the damage you're already. That nauseating stream of words really dripping from your tongue. Did you have a sleepless night? Can I introduce a catheter to siphon up your life?
Are you fed up with the Imperial Bush White House, the timid Democrats, the spinnable national media? Then you should join Bill Clinton, Molly Ivins, Tom Brokaw, and other insiders who turn to the Washington Monthly magazine for journalism that isn't afraid to shake some sense into the system. I'm Paul Glastras, editor of the Washington Monthly, and if you're hungry for the inside scoop on what's really happening in Washington and what can be done about it, you need to read the Washington Monthly. We're not a subsidiary of some giant corporation or a mouthpiece for ideologues. We're an independent voice willing to say what needs saying, and we break big stories, from Bill Bennett's gambling habit to the real reasons we went into Iraq. Read the Washington Monthly to find out how to make capitalism work for everybody, how to achieve universal health care, how to win the war on terrorism without losing our rights. James Carville says if you only get one magazine subscription this year, buy the Washington Monthly. If you get another, buy two. Visit our website at www.washingtonmonthly.com or call us at 1-815-734-5817. The Washington Monthly.
If you think people are more important than corporations, you need to see The Progressive Populist. Twice a month, we feature columnists such as Jim Hightower, Molly Ivins, and other plutocrat pluckers from around the country. We'll send you a free sample copy if you'll call us toll-free 1-800-205-7067 or see our website at populist.com. That's 1-800-205-7067 or populist.com or The Progressive Populist, the newspaper for Main Street USA.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipoline and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipoline.
I'm Catherine. And I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipoline at 1-800-865-8449. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-865-8449. Lose 2 dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 1-800-865-8449. Call now 1-800-865-8449.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
This is Dave.
Hey there.
Dave has a problem.
Maybe you have the problem understanding that we can be under attack at any time.
Dave suffers from TMRWM, otherwise known as too much or right wing amidiotis, or something like that.
The alarm's at orange now. What does that mean? Where's my chart?
But Dave's not alone.
Another Saddam tape. He's still alive.
There are millions of Americans all over the United States suffering from TMRWM.
Oh, there's weapons of mass destruction there. Somewhere. They'll find them.
Symptoms of TMRWM include insomnia, irritability, suspecting more than 3 people a day of being a terrorist.
That guy right there looks like one. So does this kid. You're not fooling me, buddy.
And much, much more. But there is a cure.
There is?
You can get the best in progressive talk radio weekdays on the only progressive talk radio network there is, IE America Radio Network. Get more information at ieamericaradio.com. Let's save our country one American at a time.
Thank you, IE America.
Let go of me, Dave.
Sorry.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
My fellow Americans, this is Laura Picklesbush. It seems some of you are still listening to that Mike Malloy person at 9 p.m. Eastern Time every weeknight. Many chronic Malloy listeners have found it helpful to repeatedly snap a little rubber band against the soft flesh of their wrists when they feel the un-American urge to turn on the Mike Malloy show. The pain is only temporary, but it is nothing compared to the everlasting furnaces of brimstone hell you will experience if you continue listening to the Mike Malloy show. This is Laura Picklesbush saying, when it comes to the Mike Malloy show, just say no.
Spin Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
About five before the hour, tomorrow night's the last night. And no, Kathy said during the break, you're forgetting someone. No, I'm not. Ben Birch, the guy who set up WhiteRoseSociety.org, who was the first one to really take the plunge and archive. I think Shelby started archiving after Ben did. But WhiteRoseSociety.org was another. Ben, Kathy and I met Ben and his wife in Washington, D.C. at the first anti-war march. That's when Will Rivers Pitt was there and MatCom from Democratic Underground, our Boston bureau chief. And a bunch of people. And we had hotel rooms there, and we got sloshed, and we bought food and made salads and ate pizza and marched for peace and justice, you know, just like it was back in, by God, in the 60s. But Ben Birch, who set up WhiteRoseSociety.org and continues to archive, or has there, 3 weeks of this program, Randy Rhodes' program, Tom Hartman's program, Peter Werby's Sunday show out of Detroit. What else does he have there, Kathy? He just got just an enormous amount of stuff went into White Rose Society. That started out as a very simple little website. He sent me an email, hey, can I archive a couple of your shows? Bang! And now it's what it is. So Ben Birch also, who has been an absolute godsend to this program. But again, there's just so many names, so many people who have contributed so much. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow night for the last program. John is calling from Akron, our bureau chief in Akron, Ohio. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
It's going fine. Guess what? As usual, you got about a minute.
Yeah, darn. Hey, three things, Mike. I really wish I had won the lottery over the weekend for three reasons. One, so I could pay off my bills.
Yeah.
Two, so I could start up a scholarship fund for the kids at my alma mater. Three, I could get you and Kathy a new job at my liberal radio network.
Yeah, I wish you would have won too, pal.
Seriously. I mean, that's what we need. We need somebody out there, some liberal, to like hit the lottery big time and then just go all out. And
yeah. Yeah, it's going to take somebody like you or me, though, because the really rich liberals apparently just don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Because they will not. They simply will not.
Well, we'll see, Mike.
Fund,
I mean,
something
I'm not
like
giving
this
up, though. Even though I'm still kind of low on your list of bureau chiefs as a newbie, I mean, you're going to get another job. Yeah, though. I'll be right there to help you out, as along with everybody else here. You know,
well, let's hope. Like I said, if I would have planned my life differently, I wouldn't have to work. You know, like Doc. Doc's a retired millionaire or something. But
you take it as it comes.
I hear you. Hey, thanks, John.
No problem.
Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. Whoa. It's almost difficult to say, you know, I'll see you tomorrow, I hope. But I will. I hope we'll see you tomorrow. Program tonight produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman is our announcer. Mark Marshall is a webmaster at MikeBeloy.com. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. That's another one. See, I didn't even mention Jim. Oh, Jesus. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. The Goodbye Program tomorrow night. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2004. No more lies, no more, no more lies.
Mr. Rogers' parenting book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America.